and welcome to OSCE-8 podcasts. For further revision material, please visit www.osce-aid.co.uk. We hope you enjoy listening.
Breaking confidentiality. This podcast will teach you how to deal with issues surrounding breaking confidentiality. These kind of stations can be quite tricky because often it's about the patient demanding something inappropriate from you and you refusing to give them what they want from the consultation. This has the potential to become confrontational. However, this can be avoided if you focus your attention on providing the support that you are able to give instead of focusing on what you can't give the patient. These stations are testing not only your communication skills, but ensuring that you have a sound understanding of the key principles of confidentiality. We will go into some of the traps you can fall into later, but you'll find much of this should be second nature to you after years of it being drilled in medical school. If you're not sure if you're able to disclose something to a patient, it's always best to err on the safe side.
You're in FY2. A patient attends your surgery in a GP practice. He has some concerns regarding his wife's health over the past few months. You've seen his wife in the surgery several times over the past months with regards to her low mood and also her alcohol use.
As in all communications, make sure that you clearly introduce yourself and gain consent beforehand. After that, the first crucial point is to identify the patient's agenda. Hopefully, the scenario you are given should tip you off about the nature of the station and the ethical focus on confidentiality. However, in any station, it's important to start with general, open questions, and this can be particularly helpful if you're not yet sure what they're testing you on.
Hello, Mr. Smith. My name is Dr. Lacra. How can I help you today?
After this, it's important to express empathy and to focus the conversation on the patient. In this particular scenario, where you're obviously not able to discuss any confidential information, we find it's helpful to bring the discussion back round to them. Show empathy by saying things like,
I can see that you're very worried. How have you been coping lately with all of this stress?
Avoid, as long as possible, directly refusing to disclose the information and make every effort to indirectly steer the conversation back to the patient.
It sounds like things have been quite difficult at home lately. Would you like to tell me a bit more about that?
It's quite likely in an OSCE scenario like this that the patient will insist that you give them this information and you will have to directly refuse. If that happens, you need to explain your position. Remember that you cannot even acknowledge that you've seen the patient's wife recently at the practice. If you're directly asked to disclose information, say calmly but firmly that you will not discuss other patients and you hope that this policy will be respected.
I can see that you're very worried about this, Mr. Smith, but I'm afraid I cannot discuss any information of any other patient regardless of your relationship to them.
Hopefully, it won't be necessary to labour this point, but if it's required, you can explain again that this is a courtesy extended to every patient, regardless of their personal relationship to one another, and that you would protect the patient in the same way if people were asking questions about their health.
I can appreciate that this is not what you wanted to hear, but please understand my position. As a doctor, I have a responsibility to all of my patients to maintain confidentiality and to respect their privacy. I hope that you can understand why this is non-negotiable.
The patient may attempt to convince you to disclose information by claiming it's in the other patient's best interests. For example,
if my wife is drinking again, I need to know about it. She could end up killing herself if she doesn't stop.
The best advice we can give you in this situation is to try and avoid engaging with these kinds of statements. Don't get into a discussion about the health of the other patient whose confidentiality you're protecting. It's not always possible, and sometimes you will have to reiterate a direct no. But if you can, always bring the conversation back to the patient in the room with you.
I know it can cause a great deal of anxiety when a loved one isn't well. Have you talked to your wife about these fears that you have?
After explaining your position, go on to explore the patient's concerns. Just because you can't tell them exactly what they want to hear doesn't mean you can't help them in other respects. Talk to them about what's worrying them and try and address the concerns as you would in any history-taking or communication station. For example, if the patient is describing symptoms of low mood or anxiety, explore them further. In this specific scenario, it might be appropriate to suggest a support group for the families of patients with addiction.
I know I haven't been able to give you exactly what you came in for today, but I'm really keen to help you with the problems that you've been talking about. Do you feel like you need some more support at home? I know that we've talked quite a lot about your concerns regarding your wife's drinking. There's a lot of support out there for family members of people with these kinds of problems. Is that something that might interest you?
After this, you can elaborate on the ways that you can offer help and you can make a plan. For example, in this case, suggest that you're concerned the patient is finding it so difficult at home and that you're very keen to support him as much as possible. If appropriate, suggest that he talks to his wife about his concerns and offer another appointment in a few weeks to see how he's coping.
We've talked about a lot today, and it's clear that you're really worried and struggling with this stress. Do you want to take a week, try and talk to your wife about what we've discussed today, and then we could make an appointment to meet again and see where things are?
Some key points to remember about breaking confidentiality stations are to focus on the patient in front of you. The last thing you want is to end up in an argument with the patient where you're constantly being forced to say no. At every opportunity, bring the conversation back round to them. Remember that this situation does not need to be entirely resolved during this consultation. Sometimes simply making a second appointment to discuss the situation further is an acceptable outcome in itself. In other cases, it may be appropriate to suggest other services which might be helpful. Finally, always be vigilant about even minor breaches in confidentiality. Do not even acknowledge that anyone other than the person sitting in front of you is your patient. We hope that this podcast has given you tips on how to manage breaking confidentiality stations. Please do listen to our other OSCE Aid podcasts on communication and history-taking skills.